The Crusader Chronicles, the year 1153. The armies of the Christian West have delivered Jerusalem from the infidel. In a humble English monastery, the chronicler of the first great crusade lies dying. This is the story of that man.
Father, Father Nob, he has gone. How terribly, terribly sad. We shall never hear the end of his story.
Sorry? What? I must have nodded off, then.
Oh, your dear father has passed on.
Oh, right, right. He didn't say anything about some gardening tools, did he? No? Well, never mind. I'll be off first thing in the morning.
Oh, I understand your terrible grief at this time, my son.
Yes, it's very sad.
Oh, a miracle. He lives.
Oh, it's probably just the air escaping from his lungs. Tell him I've gone, will you?
He is here, Father.
No,
My story. Where was I? And I told you of the meeting of Sir Giles and his brother Leslie.
Yes, you've done that.
Friar Robert.
Yes, and how you met up with Friar Robert.
And set sail
for the Holy Land, yes.
We steered our craft eastward until some 50 miles off the coast of Cyprus, William the Pig advised us that for financial reasons he wanted us to continue our journey in the longboat, if we knew what was good for us. After 5 days without food or water, we were able to beach our vessel upon the shores of Anatolia.
God be praised! The Holy Land! We've been blessed with nothing but good fortune since our journey began.
Oh, yes, marvellous good fortune. 5 months at sea without sight of land, robbed blind by William the Pig and his men, and cast adrift in an open boat. Aren't we the lucky ones?
Let us give thanks to God for his infinite mercy, then set off to find the unbelievers, that we might slay them.
Yes, good plan, the old headless chicken approach, eh?
My lords, do you hear? Someone approaches.
Oh, good, maybe they can tell us where we are.
You're right, I hear them. Prepare to attack, Leslie. We will spearhead the charge.
Don't you think you're being a touch hasty?
Charge!
And thus combat was joined. The brothers de Bourneville were a magnificent sight in battle, though, strangely at one point in the confusion, Sir Leslie appeared to attack his brother from behind and nearly ran him through.
Returning from the Holy Land, put down your swords.
A miracle! Not only have we slain the Saracen, but we've rescued these poor monks to boot.
They were not Saracens, but an escort sent by the Byzantine Emperor to protect us.
Well, they didn't put up much of a fight.
Of course they didn't. They saw you were Christian knights. They dropped their guard.
Oh. From the abbot, whose name was Ann Costello, we learned that we had landed some miles to the north of Dorelium. The abbot and his pilgrims had suffered terribly at the hands of marauding Turks.
You say you've journeyed from the Holy Land?
We have, my lord. We are on a holy mission for the Doge of Venice.
What mission is this?
His Highness the Doge bestowed our order with 50,000 gold pieces for the safe return of the bones of St. Bartolph. Here, in this holy casket, are those humble remains.
50,000? God's truth.
Indeed.
A noble quest, your grace.
Yes, and a burdensome one. I shall be glad when we have returned to Venice.
Yes, and gotten your hands on all that filthy lucre, eh?
Your Grace, our ways must part. You to Venice, and my followers and I to Jerusalem. But this night, we will gladly join you at supper.
Right, I'm starved. What you got?
My lords, we have no food. We were stripped of everything by the Turks.
Why, you filthy cheats! We haven't eaten for 3 days. Come on. You've got food, haven't you? You're hiding it, aren't you? Where is it?
Brother, calm yourself. These are holy men. Now let go of the abbot's hair.
You are welcome to join us in prayer.
Soup up.
Through noble endeavor, I had been able to improvise a hearty meal of nourishing soup. And later, having been saved from the jaws of starvation, my grateful companions settled around the fire to hear the story of the abbot and his monks.
So, this Doge chappie paid good money for the remains of old Saint What's-His-Name.
Not quite the way I would have put it, but yes, that is more or less the truth.
Any more for any more?
Our noble provider, tell us, how did you conjure up such a magnificent repast?
'Tis the flavour of the beast of the fields, not water, you wee pair of oven gloves.
Well, it's a sort of secret recipe, actually.
Oh, no! The bones! The bones! The blessed St. Bartholomew! He's gone!
Oh, goodness,
I'd better get the dishes into soak.
I demand the immediate opening of that cauldron.
All right, all right. I only wanted them for a stock. Anyway, you can have them back now.
Oh, no, no! He has besmirched the name of our holy order!
Just a minute. Whose bones did you say these were?
St. Bartolph.
This isn't the same St. Bartolph, also known as the Maligned?
Yes.
Who lay with the lepers of Palermo?
Yes, that's him.
Oh, that is disgusting.
Sir Giles, this peasant has desecrated the remains of our blessed saint. I demand you punish him.
Oh, and you were asking for seconds just now.
Walter, this is a heinous crime you have committed. You should be punished.
Slay him alive! Send his neatly folded skin back to his relations.
A little severe, don't you think?
Insert skewers into his orifices.
Oh, there again.
My lord, let me take charge of the lad. Though his crime be abhorrent, yet I believe there is still much good in him. I shall lead him into the wilderness, clad only in the coarsest sackcloth. There shall we cast out the demon within and wrestle naked in front of the law.
Do I have a choice? I mean, how painful are these skewers?
The suggestion that I, a mere slip of a lad, should be forced to grapple nude with a strapping and brutish Celt from Inverary met with sage approval. Pious agreement, and a good deal of flushed excitement from the gathered holy men. And so, early the next morning...
Walter, you fleet-footed milk-scanned rascal, you come back!
No, not until you put your clothes back on and give me mine back.
You have the devil within you, lad. I must delve into your heart and seek him out.
There'll be no delving, thank you very much, and I shall stop running away just as soon as you've... Ah! Sorry.
My head.
Oh, your head, my head. I'm sorry.
Are you all right, lad?
Yes, okay, thanks.
Stay there, I'm coming, dude.
You are naked.
Yes, I am, I can explain.
And you fell from the sky?
Well, in a fashion, yes, actually, I fell 10 feet from that rock up there, isn't it?
Master, you have come.
I'm sorry.
From the sky shall he tumble, and naked shall he be. Prester John, the Lamb of Heaven, and the Deliverer of we.
Oh, make a wish, it rhymed.
Come on then, you wee field fig, let's do it, eh?
Hello, who's this?
I think he thinks I'm someone else.
Oh, to Dorillium, Prester John is come. Bang the trumpets and blow the drum.
Did he get that last bit right?
Look, they've been gone 2 days. How long does it take to wrestle a demon?
Well, it largely depends on what sort of demon it is. I hear tell that the Bishop of York once toiled for 3 days and a night with a goose possessed of a horned satyr.
You are a bore. I'm not interested in possessed poultry. I want my armor cleaned. I want my meals cooked. I want someone to cuff when the humor takes me.
Friar Robert is a goodly soul. He shall deliver Walter to us soon enough, cleansed and pure and cuffable. Right, your turn to be the Saracen. I'm defending my fort and you attack me. Come on, pick up your shield.
All right, one more game. But I'm allowed to torture you if I take you prisoner.
Hello, hello. Charming, yes. Hosanna to you too.
Walter, lad, my heart is all at ease. These people think you're a god. This is blasphemy.
Yes, I know. I don't think I can ever forgive myself. Hello there. Oh, hello. I think we're going to stop.
Welcome, heavenly prince. 700 years have we awaited your return. Now you shall be worshipped and attended by the virgins of Dorillium, who will bathe and caress you, touch you in all manner of places, and bear your offspring.
Sounds good.
Walter, this is wickedness. You must reveal your true identity and resist this carnal temptation.
Your disciple may accompany you.
Oh, on the other hand, it would be rude to refuse such hospitality, eh?
Maidens! attend them and bathe them.
All right, all right. That's cold.
They say that necessity is the mother of invention. And after 10 baths a day, it was quite likely that I was the father. But what of Dorelium? The absence of alcohol in the city, forbidden for over 1,000 years, had helped to create a society where progress had supplanted pleasure. Education and medical care a right for every citizen. Subsidized arts festivals and self-help groups were just some of the things that I encountered. And I, king of all of it.
Good people of Dorelium, His Highness now sits in judgment upon you.
Bring forth the first complainants.
My lord, you see before you 2 serving wenches who yesterday gave birth to a pair of healthy boys. Tragically, during the night, one of the children died. And now, both women claim the survivor to be her own.
The child is mine, I tell thee. Mine, mine, mine.
She lies, my lord. This sweet babe has not left my sight since first I bore him.
Here's a grievance, my lord, to vex the wit of God.
Summon the swordsman.
It's Simon the swordsman.
Simon the swordsman.
Summon Simon the swordsman.
People of Dorelium, you have set your king a thorny problem. But since only God can know the identity of the true mother, I have decided that both shall bear a portion of the child. To that end, I now command the swordsman, Simon, to divide this blubbing infant in 2, giving 1/2 to one woman and 1/2 to the other. That is my judgment.
Yes.
Now you, first woman who stands so arrogant, hand upon hip, how say you?
Oh, I agree, sire. Slice the kid in 2, that's the fairest way.
Indeed. And what say you, second woman who sobs so pitifully? Are you also satisfied?
I suppose so.
What?
Well, I guess at the end of the day, half a child's better than none at all.
Ah, no, that's not what I had in mind. Oh, dear.
Well, it's another lovely sunny day again.
Now, look, if you say it's another lovely sunny day again, I'm going to kill you. This is the desert. It's always a lovely sunny day. Every day is sunny. It's never anything else but sunny.
Brother, you are tired and emotional, and I understand why. But fear not. I know we will find Walter and Robert soon. But hold. A horseman approaches.
Hola! Hola! Good night! I bring glad tidings of great joy! Prester John! Prester John has come!
Prester John? He is here?
Not here, my lord, but 10 miles hence to the east, at Dorelium. He has come to save us! News! News! Glad tidings of great joy!
Prester John? Who the devil's he?
Brother Prester John is the king that was promised to us long ago. He is the unifier of mankind, the giver of laws. We must ride to Dorelium at once.
We haven't got any horses.
My lord, the moon has turned full half its orb since first you arrived.
Sorry?
You've been here 2 weeks.
Oh, right, yes, I have, and very nice it is too.
When, wise master, will you give us the final key to our long search for enlightenment?
Enlightenment?
Yes, the elders of Dorelium await your address. For 700 years they have waited, and now you have come to bring the final key to the puzzle of life, first shown to us by Methuselah the talker, then Socrates the thinker, and Merlin the Wanderer.
Oh, dear.
You, John the Prester, must bring us the final key before the moon shall turn but once. Or it is written in the books of law that we must cast your body into the pit of eternal fire so that your soul may be freed to visit us once more.
Thursday be all right?
Aha! I have it, you great beaker of fizzy wine.
What?
Tell them that if they neither eat nor drink for 40 days and 40 nights...
Right.
...they'll get very ill and die.
Yes, I think it was Aristotle who once said that the square on the hypotenuse is equal to the dull, fat Scotsman on my left. It's got to... Hang on a moment, though. Beaker of wine. Come. Yes, what is it, oh fluffy pink one?
Sire, I bring a request from two travellers who have this very hour arrived at the city gates. They are knights of Albion, my lord, and crave an audience with you.
Two English knights, eh? How interesting. Yes, I shall see them, but alone. Bring them in and then leave us. Oh, I'm going to enjoy this.
Greetings, brothers de Bourneville.
Robert!
Walter!
Great joy!
Why, you lazy curs. Thought you could skulk off and land a cushy number with this Prester John chappie, did you? Well, you're in big trouble
Shut
now.
Shut your gob, dungface.
What did you call me?
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. I don't know what came over me. That was wrong of me.
I should think so.
Yes, yeah, very wrong. In fact, you have a face like a pig's trotter and a brain to match. Leslie de Bourne-thick. Right, that's the hallows done with. What do you want?
Walter, the sun has plainly affected your mind. We will excuse your behaviour and ask you simply, when may we see Prester John?
You may see him now.
Where may we see him?
You may see him right in front of you. You may be watching, stupefied, as he walks up to you and raps you both very hard on the head with his knuckles.
Ow! Ooh, what may this mean?
This may mean that it's me. It may mean that I am Prester John. Leslie, close your mouth, please. You're dribbling.
You? Prester John? Walter, you've always exhibited a rather touching naivety as to the true depths of your position in God's ordered universe. I had you down somewhere between the common garden slug and the crested river toad. But now I find you're in fact one rung below God.
Yes, well, that would seem to be the case.
Well, I suppose if you're Prester John, you could have us thrown out.
Hmm.
You could get one of your guards, one of your subjects,
mm-hmm.
to cast us out into the wilderness.
Yes, I could.
With no food.
Yes.
No weapons.
Yep.
And just for a joke, with no clothes.
I love the last bit particularly.
You'd never have to see us again.
True.
And you'd be revenged for all the times we've treated you badly.
Exactly.
I don't think I've ever heard anything so funny in all my life. Why didn't you keep your ruddy mouth shut, you idiot?
What?
If you hadn't provoked him, we wouldn't be stuck in the middle of nowhere, stark naked and about to be eaten by wild animals. I don't want to die. I want to live. Just one more day so I can get my hands on that snivelling little imposter and wring his neck.
Imagine Walter being Prester John all that time and we never knew.
That little peasant is no more Prester John than I am. Right. I'm going to get the biggest rock I can find, and any wild animal that has a go at me had better look out.
I've often wondered, if a lion had a fight with a tiger, which do you think would win?
Look, pack it in, will you? You're scaring me.
Good people of Dorelium, I have pondered long and hard upon the question of my gift of enlightenment. I have delved into the future and into the past. I could have given you the secrets of the universe, astrology, astronomy. I toyed with the idea of a flying machine or a handy container dispensing fresh breath capsules. But finally, I decided upon this. Elders, subjects, good people all, I give you the gift of merriment. From this day forth, wine shall flow once more in this great city.
But Your Majesty, the drinking of wine was banned centuries ago.
Yes, I know all that. Well, I'm unbanning it, all right? Robert, go with the high priest and organize a great feast and make sure everyone has plenty to drink.
Oh, wonderful idea, Your Kingly Greatness. I've been dying for a drink since we got here. My stomach thinks my throat's been cut.
Yes, and it will be if you make a mess of this. And remember, plenty to drink for everyone.
Then, O noble Kilid Aslan, just as all seemed to be lost, and the poor people, and old people, and all the children...
And the baby sheep.
And baby sheep, yes, were sure to be slain, the noble Kilid Aslan, like a thunderbolt from the heavens, he saved them with his mighty army.
Oh, good, good, a happy ending. Another story now, about a princess and a wizard and a magic sword.
Mighty Sultan! We found these two naked infidels hiding up a tree. One of them dropped a large stone on one of our men. Kneel before the Sultan, dogs.
Yes, right, certainly.
I kneel only before God.
Oh, don't tell me. Valiant Christian knights on a great crusade to rescue the Holy Land.
Not necessarily.
We are indeed, as you say.
Oh, how tiresome. I suppose I shall have to think of something dreadful to do to you.
Great Sultan. I have an idea. They are twins.
I had gathered that much.
Well, the great Mufti is a collector of pickled heads. And I'll wager he hasn't any twins in his collection.
What a capital idea!
We're not actually identical, you know.
Silence when you speak to the great Sultan.
And yet, such a thing would be barbarous. Therefore, I will be magnanimous and give you a choice. You can renounce your faith and embrace the true God.
Or?
Be turned into bookends. What's it to be?
There is but one God. I shall not forsake him.
Very well, take him away.
Come, hand me. I will see you in heaven, dear brother.
Yes, righty-ho. Save me a seat when you get there.
And now you...
Your gracious majesty, the faith of Islam always exerted a rather strange attraction over me.
Sir Leslie cast off his faith as easily as one would a pair of old shoes. And as if this were not treachery enough, he then struck a bargain with the Sultan. As for Sir Giles, well, he was not finished yet.
Before I die, I have but one question. If a lion had a fight with a tiger, which would you say would be the winner?
This great imponderable so vexed the executioners that they fell to arguing the outcome, and in a fit of rage, slew each other.
You're making all this up.
Shh, please. Thus leaving Sir Giles to make good his escape. Ah, if only mine own escape had been so smooth.
Well done, Friar Robert. They all seem to be well on the way.
Oh, yes, Your Highnessness. It's going great.
Right, well, here's what we do. Two more toasts and then we scarper.
Good idea, good idea.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Prester John, our prince, a solid gold diamond, for the best wee king we ever had. Who would think that a wee scribbler from Didsbury would end up as king? Give us a kiss.
From Didsbury?
Robert.
No, look, it's all right. I was just telling the vicar here about you being an imposter and all that.
Yes, shut up now.
Why giggle, eh? Well, we had you all fooled, didn't we?
One. Seize them! Seize them at once!
Oh, well done, come on, fathead. Come on, run for it!
Hey, was it something that I said?
There we are, my great Sultan. The city laid out before you like a feast.
Oh, yes. It looks lovely. Now, my chaps will no doubt want to ransack the place. It's what they usually do. Or rather sordid, really. I try not to get involved.
Very wise.
Now, if there's anything you'd like, just let me know.
Actually, there is one thing. When your chaps break into the city, they'll probably find an Englishman and a Scotsman. The one's a scrawny little thing, and the other's sort of big with red hair and pongs a bit.
And you'd like their heads cut off?
No. Alive, if possible, old boy, and brought to my tent.
We're only too glad to oblige. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. A magic sword came down on a cloud, and I took it. And what did I do then?
What the Sultan predicted did indeed come to pass. The people of Dorelium were in no fit state to resist the onslaught.
Ah, the Turks are attacking the city! To the ramparts!
That looks like the end for us, lad. Let's go out fighting.
Come on, ye heathen dogs! You sit on floppy cushions and you eat sweet sticky things!
Shut up and put these on, will you? There's still a chance we can get away with this.
These are women's clothes.
Look, between the people of Dorelium and the Turks, we haven't much of a choice.
Right, I'll have the blue dress and purple veil.
Where are the men of English? You woman with the strange suit of beard, where are they?
Eh, they're no here. They had their evil way with us and then they legged it.
Eh, my sister is right. She's a simpleton, but she speaks the truth.
So, they have escaped us. Never mind. Perhaps we can have some fun with these two maidens.
How would you like a kiss, my little desert flower?
How would you like a size 10 in the ghoulies bar?
What is this outfit?
All right. We're not women. We are the men you're looking for, so you can put your trousers back on for a start.
Take them to the tent of El Leslie.
El Leslie? Who's he?
Well, Walter and Friar Robert,
Or should I say, Willetta and Sister Roberta. Very fetching, I must say.
Sir Leslie.
Have you hurt your head or something?
What? Oh, this. No, this, my friends. This is a turban. Rather smart, wouldn't you say?
Well, it looks like a pile of laundry on your head.
I see your predicament hasn't curbed your tongue. Now then, Walter, or should I say the saviour of mankind, I haven't forgotten the way you saw fit to treat my brother and I when we were guests in your little heaven on earth. Ah, revenge is a dish best eaten cold.
I demand to see Sir Giles.
No, don't worry. You're going to see Sir Giles, all right. Both of you.
Where is he, then?
Right now, I'd say my poor half-wit brother is on a cloud somewhere, having harp lessons. Sadly, Giles de Bonneville is here.
To the rescue, my dear friends.
Sir Giles!
Fear not, my brave men, for I am with you.
But you're dead. Guards, guards, where are the guards?
Calm yourself, brother. The guards have been dealt with, but thank you for warning me.
But how did you deal with the guards? I didn't hear anything.
For that, we have to thank this stout fellow with his silent arrows. Then, I want you to meet Strongbow.
All right, lovely boys. Here, what you got in your head? Looks like a big bandage.
Quickly, I fear we have little time to make good our escape. Strongbow, you lead the way, then Leslie, then Robert and myself, and Walter as the rear guard. And let Providence be our guide.
Oh, do shut up.
So the great wheel of fortune had come full circle. I was back in the very place whence I had started. No richer and no poorer. And on the morrow, there was a deal of explaining to be done.
Ah, I see. I understand that now. So you were only pretending to be on the side of the Sultan in order to come back and rescue Walter and Robert?
Yes, that's it. More or less.
And you, Walter, were put under a spell by a...
wicked wizard.
By a wicked wizard who made you believe that you were really king of that land.
In a nutshell, my lord.
And Friar Robert, how about you?
I'm a wee bit confused, to be honest.
Well, nothing new there, then.
I'd still like to know how you managed to get away. I was certain you were dead.
Strongbow, tell them our story.
Well, it's like this, see. I was on my way to join the great Christian army that is besieging Antioch when I bumps into this fellow here. And he tells me all about how there's been a bit of trouble, like. So I says to myself, Bill Evans, sounds like they could do with a good man with a bow. Looks like old Antioch will have to wait, boy, I says. So here I am, and very glad of it.
Just what we needed, Billy the Boar and his trusty bow.
And thanks to this fine, strapping fellow, without whom none of us would be here, we now know the whereabouts of the great Crusader armies. All praise to you, mighty Strongbow, our courageous deliverer.
Taffy twit.
What was that, Walter?
I was just saying what a marvellous addition Strongbow will make to our number, sir.
Yes, he will. Right, Walter, I think you've got a bit of writing down to do, haven't you?
Yes, my lord.
Friar Robert, lead the way. We shall not sleep till we have reached Antioch. On, stout yeoman of England, onwards to Antioch!
And as we travel, I shall give you all one of my rousing Welsh songs. How about that? Men of all...
Oh, absolutely all chuffing marvellous.
The Crusader Chronicles starred Hugh Grant as Sir Giles, Michael Aldridge as Old Walter, Andy Taylor as Young Walter, Chris Lang as Sir Leslie, Simon Greenall as Friar Robert and Strongbow, Christopher Benjamin as Kilij Arslan, Gerard Green as the High Priest, Chris Langham as Absalom, Geoffrey Belden as the Monk, and Roz Degenhart as the Virgin of Deryland. The script was written by Chris Lang, Andy Taylor, and Simon Greenall. The producer was Harry Thompson.